Bring that beat back,
bring
man.
Bring that beat back. Bring the beat back.
Y'all want to hear that beat, right? Bring that beat back.
Bring that
One,
shit back.
Two, three, four, hit it.
To me, she's
now you gotta, now you gotta now you gotta consider the fact that she's rhyming on R&B shit.
Right. Well, what I'm saying is I always picture her. I kind of don't put her in the same category because she's, I mean, I see her as like kind of the R&B rapper, you know, whereas, you know, kind of like I guess the New Jack Swing was kind of on the out, you know, going out, but she's kind of a remnant of that to me. Now, she could do better than that, but I mean, I've always thought she was kind of that. So I never really put her in the same category as, like, you know, some of the other people we were talking about.
Right. Now, you know, I'm kind of skipping over some of the obvious ones only because of their obvious statuses, like, you know, like MC Light, Moni Love,
right.
Queen. I mean, they're established pillars in hip hop that, you know, I mean. It goes without saying with those ladies, you know what I'm saying? Even
exactly.
With Foxy and Kim, Foxy and Kim to an extent, you know, because of when they came in and, you know, what they were able to accomplish. I think, you know, Foxy was, you know, a dope MC who kind of lost her way, you know?
Yeah, because I was a Foxy. I was more of a Foxy fan when she first came out.
Me too, you know.
I shot you, and even with the first, the Il Nana, you know, I had that shit.
I mean, dog, who else could have came out? Your first track intro to the world, and it'd be a posse cut with Fat Joe, Prodigy, rest in peace, Keith Murray,
right?
You know, on an LL Cool J track.
LL Cool J,
to begin with. I mean, like, and you come out on that shit and just you swing your dick too. Like, I mean, she was right there with their ass. I mean, it was like, yo, who is this? You know what I'm saying? She, and then here she come again. And then there she come again with Jay-Z. Like, the fuck out of here.
The name
like,
kept showing up too was crazy, right? Because like I kept seeing like featuring Foxy Brown. Like, who the fuck is this? You know, because she hadn't done anything that I knew of. She had the song, like she was on the on that joint with Case. Remember Case?
Yeah.
The R&B artist. Yeah. So she had the little verse on there.
Was so that? That was Touch Me, Tease Me, right? That was Touch Me, Tease Me, right? Yeah. Right.
She was on the Reasonable Doubt.
Hey, was that Touch Me, Tease Me? Was that Nutty Professor soundtrack?
I want to say yes. I think it was.
Yeah, I think so.
I think it was that.
Wasn't it really Case and Mary J, and then she just came in with the verse?
With the verse, yeah.
Who was because it was a chick singing with Case on that shit. Wasn't that Mary J? Or was that the other song with her and Mary, him and Mary J? Am I confusing myself?
I don't know. I just remember that song. It was Mary J. I remember now.
Are you sure? Okay, what am I saying?
Yeah, that was
I'm not sure for. I got Google right here. Like, I'm not like. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I'm tripping. Hold on.
Yeah, it was Mary J.
All right. Foxy
was on
being on that shit. Yeah, it was. And okay, then, so my brain isn't totally gone yet. All right. So, yeah.
She's on the Reasonable Doubt, which I didn't hear Reasonable Doubt for a minute, so I don't think is that.
She was on it was just the Ain't No Nigga though. I don't remember her being on any other song.
Right, I was saying she was on that though. But I'm saying I just didn't know the name. That song that album was out kind of around the same time, but that's not an album I heard the first time around. You know what I'm saying? It was probably not for another year that we hear that record. But and for some reason, I don't remember the video either. I don't remember the video till after she had already kind of been on for a minute.
What you mean, Ain't No Nigga?
Ain't No Nigga. Yeah.
I don't know. It was right.
The only song I remember is only one I remember is "Can't Knock the Hustle." I don't remember nothing else off of that. And "Dead Presidents."
Well, yeah. I mean. You talk about as far as like singles and shit that he came out with, or?
Yeah, so what I'm saying is I knew those singles. I hadn't heard the album for like another year or so. And so I didn't know the name Foxy Brown, and she keeps popping up on shit, so.
Right.
You know, so there it is. And then, we got the, I'm listening to Magic 108 one night, and they do the Gotta Get You Home. And it was nice. It was like cool little, a little quiet. Little grown and sexy type of joint. I'm like, okay, all right. And then came out with the Renee and Angela shit with Jay-Z on it. I'm like, damn, this is pretty fucking dope. You know what I'm saying? So that's why we picked the album up. But okay, so I mean, we mentioned Kim a little bit at the beginning, and we're talking about Foxy a little bit now. And again, we didn't really go into detail with them too terribly much, just because I agree with what you said. I mean, these are people who's. It kind of goes without saying. I mean, you're talking about female rappers. You're talking about them too. You're talking about Queen Latifah, Moni Love, MC Light, obviously probably one of the greatest of all time, period. But I got to ask the question though, shout out to Three Black Geeks, because they were talking about this too. They were talking about, did an episode recently about The Last Dragon.
Right.
And they were saying, for white people, it was Tiffany or Debbie Gibson. Except for us back in then, it was Apollonia or Vanity. For the hip hop folks, was it Kim or Foxy Brown?
Man, and you know what? I switched teams because really Kim kind of fucked me up, because first I was all Kim when she first came out, the way she looked back then. Whew, the little black hair and she was a cutie boy, but she started doing different shit, man. She started, doing her Dolly Parton and Donna Versace impressions with the plastic surgery, man. I mean, and it was little by little. First, it was the nose and the eyes and forehead, and then just the whole face. It was like, yeah, I kind of became Foxy. But then Foxy tripped and tried to do her whole shit like Kim for the one. I'm like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't even have to do that. Like, you was ill. Like, the first album was ridiculous. Why you, you know, and then so it kind of just made me, I didn't know, man. You know, but naturally, just if you're just going to go natural body-wise, Foxy all the way.
I was Foxy, like, you know, from the beginning.
Not to be devaluing motherfuckers, but if we just, you know.
No, but to stay, you know, talking about, you know, the debate, you know, saying how it was.
Right.
That was a legit conversation back then.
Right.
I mean,
they even did,
it wasn't the source, or maybe it was the source, but it was one of, there was actually a whole issue, just Kim and Foxy, just all pictorials of them together, back before they fell out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for that same reason, you know what I'm saying? Gave you both, you know, which one is it? You know what I'm saying? I was Fox, you know, as far as like the looks and the music. And then by the time the second album came around, see, that's when she started, she changed the vocal inflections up, sounded more like Kim.
Yeah,
just the whole, you know, using her ad-libs, using the kind of the vocal inflections and all that. And that's when I tuned out, and that's when I kind of, I quit fucking with Foxy Brown. But just as far as like,
I came back. I gave the Broken Silence a shot.
I didn't like Broken Silence. You did?
Yeah, she had a couple cool songs on there because she kind of had a little reggae shit. And I was in Detroit by then, and it was just.
Oh, yeah, that one was cool. With Sprocket Benz. Yeah, okay. I remember that.
Yeah. She had that Brooklyn
song. That song was cool.
Brooklyn Beef. Who want that? I was like, okay, that's a decent comeback. But that should have been your fucking second album if you were going to do that instead of fucking China Doll. You know, but.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. But and see, and that's the difference there. You know what I mean? Again, what I was saying before, you know, with or without Big, Kim's output was a lot more consistent. You know what I'm saying? Where,
right.
You know, she's got what? Four or five albums?
Something like that.
And they were all, you know, decent albums. She had cuts on all of them. I wouldn't say, you know, bumped every one, but... You know, she had some cuts on there. And especially with that first album, I mean, you could really bang that first one. It was to the point where, like, Kes was going to the club, bumping that shit, and then turning it down right before they pulled up in the parking lot. So you really ain't just, you know, four dudes in there bumping no little Kim shit. But on the highway, he's banging that shit. You know, that motherfucking...
Oh, yeah.
The beat for, whatever the fuck that song was. I'm rich, I'ma stay that bitch. That shit, that beat was...
Mm-hmm.
Man, like... That shit. My favorite song in it, one of my favorite songs in it was Drugs. You know. She just had, like, dope songs in there. She had the Dreams joint, where it was kind of her version of Big's R&B bitches,
right.
You know. Scheming was dope. You know, even her, you know, her shit on the Junior Mafia shit, you know what I mean? She was just, at that time, you know, she was really banging. And like I said, you know, with her, the Notorious Kim was cool. She had a banging hit on that. You know, I think that was the one with the Ray J and shit. And then she came back with the Magic Stick with 50 and had the other single on the La Bella Mafia shit. And she even came back and then with the whole beef with Foxy again and the whole fucking shootout shit and her not snitching and all that other shit. I mean, that's kind of like, it kept them going in a sense, because really in that, Foxy really went off on that Bang Bang. You know what I mean?
Yeah, which was a response to, again, you know, tying it back into what happened with Prodigy again, rest in peace. The Quiet Storm remix, man. He showed up on there and, I mean, she killed that shit, and I was like, I mean, you knew exactly who she was talking about, too, because the rumblings were already there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And so that, there went that verse, and then she came back with the, you know, the Bang Bang with CNN. Foxy did.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sick of Diddy and these hoes and the subliminal shit.
Yeah.
But
it was subliminal, but it was so obvious. I mean, who else was she been talking about?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, for real. But
you know, in the middle
subliminal
of
subliminal
this...
the fact that you just didn't come out and say the name, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Well, nobody that, and that's what made Tupac, that's part of what made Tupac Tupac, just as a quick side nature too. Back then, Pac said your fucking name, Jack. Like, it wasn't no ifs, ands, and buts. Boom. I'm talking about you. I'm saying your name. Here it is. Smack. What you gonna do now? You know, like, but and then everybody was doing the subliminal shit because that's Jave's thing, and you know, Big really wasn't. Big was kind of doing that too. I mean, he never really came out and said anybody's name, even though it was probably obvious, like, you know, all over
right.
Life After Death, you know, Kicking the Door being about Nas and J. Rue and DJ Premier and fucking What's Beef and being about Pac a little bit and his little references and Notorious Thugs. And then what was the song? You're Nobody Till Somebody Kills You and shit like that. I mean, just, you know who he's talking about, but it's not like, but he's not saying his name. You know what I'm saying? The closest thing to it was so-called beef with You Know Who.
Right.
But I heard he had a song that never got released that just was supposed to just sweat Pac under the table, but never got released for whatever reason because he's supposed to still have love for him. Or I don't know what the case was. I mean, don't quote me, but I heard that shit somewhere. But
they'd be so good. Honestly, I always thought the subliminal stuff is actually more creative because it takes, you know, it takes a better writer to be able to sit to get you without saying your name, and you know they're talking about you. The problem is when folks won't write and when folks don't own it. That's what I have a problem. It's like, you're obviously talking about this dude. If they called you out on it, say it. You know what I'm saying? But if you, you know, so that's, but, you know, again, but they owned it. You know, Kim owned it. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about you. I got to say it. You know who I'm talking to, because you hear it and everybody else hears it. They know I'm talking about you and you hear it, and it's, you know, and then you feel the type of way about it because you know it's about you.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So,
you know,
but
in the midst of all that, you know, between those two, you know, just kind of being, at the top of, the food chain, as far as women at the time, we left out Missy Elliott.
No, I was getting ready to segue into that, because I was going to say on the other side of the coin with that was Missy, you know, she, for me, and I mean, there could definitely be some flack for saying something like this, but to me, Missy was the best rapper, female rapper. MC wise, I think she was average, but rapper wise, and know how to make great. She's a great songwriter. You know what I mean? She can create. She creates. I mean, that's without a doubt. She's she has an innate ability to create great songs. She was able to not only deliver great songs, but deliver great videos with those songs to enhance that shit. She knew how to write with the song, so her verses weren't sounding outside of the song at all, or like it didn't belong or anything like that. She knew how to stay in pocket and all this shit. She's extremely skilled in the artist, the rapper, like she's the best at that female wise. I just think I've never heard Missy straight spit though. So
no,
I'm not saying it's never happened. I've just never heard it. That's all.
Right. No, I get what you're saying, and I agree with that. And I like that you said that, because, you know, it seemed like the buzzword around her, especially when she first came out, was that she's innovative. And it was like, well, what does she innovate? She didn't really.
Well, that was the video side of it. That was the video side of it. She did.
Well, right, but the video was who? It was Hype Williams.
Yeah. But I'm saying, okay, but he directed the videos. But I'm just saying, creatively, you don't think she had input? You don't think that shit was coming from her brain? And he was the best one to put that shit forward and to bring that shit to life. But
good point.
You know what I'm saying? That's still her brainchild. And then it's just like anything else. It's like, what if an MC comes to you as a producer and says, yo, I got this sample, this is gonna be dope, flip it this way. He just don't know how to flip it. You flipped it. So you getting credit for the beat being the one that you flipped it, but he's the one that had the idea for it. I mean, people was doing that shit all the time. I mean, like, a lot of the, you know, especially like with the Juice Crew and all them dudes was bringing their own ideas to the table and Marley would flip it. Or same thing with, you know, with maybe the, you know, the Bomb Squad or some shit. Just that happened all the time, you know. So it's kind of like,
yeah, this is a good point.
Yeah. So I just kind of think that was kind of more the case with that one. You know what I mean?
I got it. But I just always felt like that tag really kind of did her a disservice, because it's like, yeah, but you're not really describing what makes her dope, you know. And to me, you know, it's exactly what you said. It was the style in which she would write and create, craft a song.
And then you have the other question.
Because she was rapping, she would rap, but she would sing as well. But then just the way she would put that all together and just make some, like, when, you know, Can't Stand the Rain comes out, it's like, okay, I didn't really dig it. I thought it was just a little bit too strange for me. But then here comes Socket to Me over that Delphonic shit. And, oh, by the way, and Brat killed that shit too. But right. Missy doesn't rap on that at all. She sings the whole shit. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, and there's a lot of other tracks like that where she'll have.
But you skipped one,
you know, on the next one.
But you skipped a banger though. You skipped Beat Me 911. That was the shit that came right after I Can't Stand the Rain. That was on the same album.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was it? Damn. I don't remember that. Okay.
Beat Me 911. I'm not gonna go into singing it, but yo, tell you, yeah. I mean, she that track was banging. And then here's the other question, and this is not to take away from Missy at all, but Timbaland's production had a lot to do with her being able to do what she did. You know what I'm saying? As far as the way she was able to be in pocket, because being in pocket on a Timbaland beat is a different thing than being in pocket on a regular beat, especially with his double time drums and all the shit that he was doing at the time. And, you know, with his innovations. And that's the other side of it too. It wasn't just the fact that it was the video. It was Timbaland's innovations production wise, what he was doing and making drum beats that, or drum patterns that cats just weren't using at the time. So that combination with the fact that Missy was doing different shit in videos that people weren't doing, who coming out in big ass trash bags and doing fucking crazy dance moves and, you know, on some fucking Beetlejuice / Edward Scissorhands video set theme looking shit and making it hot. You know what I'm saying? And wasn't nobody else doing that. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
And with her kind of, not trying to be funny, but with her, it was the best, it was a dope way of approaching it with her. At the time, female MCs had to be sexy, had to be attractive, had to be all this other shit. And Missy didn't exactly fit that mold. She's a pretty woman, but she didn't fit the mold of, you know, right, like a little Kim, right, or a Foxy, the bombshell looking type chick. So
he's not gonna come out half dressed and do some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
You wouldn't necessarily want to see you like that. So.
Right. Because at the time, then you had that other group of MCs that didn't want to do that, and it was coming with the hard rhyme spitting shit, and it was like, then they kind of got way to the wayside, because at that time that wasn't the climate for that. So those MCs, yeah, stayed underground. But Missy was kind of like, well, okay, I can't do that because I'm gonna end up like them. But at the same time, she probably already knew she couldn't just straight spit. So she was like, but I can write. So boom, she comes with the style she came with, which was fucking genius. I'm just pointing it out, you know. But
you know what? A similar thing kind of happened to her too with you know, as did with Foxy, the way she was promoted before she ever put out her own single, was that she showed up on a ton of guest appearances on stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I remember on the MC Light, you know, Cole Rocker Party, and then some other shit, and then all of a sudden here's she got her own shit, and I didn't know her name at the time.
Cole Rocker Party. Yeah, I forgot about that shit. That's what's up. Yeah, yeah. And then she showed up on a couple of little. I remember she was in a couple of Jodeci videos and shit like that back in the day. If I remember towards the end, yeah, but you know. Because of that whole association, but, you know.
But back to Timbaland real quick, you know, saying that I think, one thing, you know, after was it like the first two or the first three albums, she kind of started to, like, wean herself off. I mean, he would still do stuff on there, but she started to do her own production. Right. And she did a style that was similar to Timbo's, but she started doing her own shit, which I thought was really dope. Uh-huh. You know, just want to give a shout to Timbaland, by the way, for just not just the style, but like finding the right artists that fit that, like, you know, like Missy we're talking about, or Aaliyah, who kind of changed R&B with that shit, or, you know, popular R&B, because I mean, you know, before that One in a Million and all that stuff, I mean, people weren't singing over stuff like that. That was kind of unique at the time.
Yeah, you're right, you're absolutely right, man. See, you know, this turned out to be a dope episode, man. And then think about it, you keep going on and on, because really the list is long as fuck. And it's just like, it's just proof of they just don't get the love. Because, I mean, we still ain't talked about, like,
Bahamadia. We brought her up, but we ain't talked about her.
Yeah, we still haven't talked about, I mean, Young M.A. now, she's another one who I think is an MC. I mean, just throwing mentions to different ones out there that have kind of been in the game. Charlie Baltimore, Gangsta Boo, you know. And I can't even believe, I'm almost ashamed I forgot about Yo-Yo. Jesus.
Man.
Yeah. Well,
It's because, I mean, she had the one. I mean, I know she came up with something. It was much later. There was a big gap between like the between the output. But yeah, I remember this one was in fourth grade. That was the one with the with Ice Cube. They can't play with my yo-yo.
Yeah, she was dope, man. And then the other song she had with him, the Bonnie and Clyde thing.
Yep.
Man, you know. What was she just searching on him? How'd she say something? She said, some about that work. Searching on me. I got the gat in my skirt. Yeah, just clowning. I mean, she rocked that beat with Q hard, boy. I was like, I just thought that line was dope. They searching on me. I got the gat in my skirt. Yeah. And she, with the yeah after that shit, it was, I just love that shit. The style was dope, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, go back and listen to that shit, dog. I mean, she got off, dog. And that beat, that boom, 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 boom. I mean, they got off on that shit. And then you remember I got a shout out Ladybug Mecca
from the Big Planet.
You gotta throw her. Loved her. I mean, she was nice too, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she was definitely nice. That's one thing, you know, again, when we're talking about, and I guess she's a bad example because the other guys in the group are kind of like this too. But I feel like, you know, when you're listening to, you know, female rappers, you know, kind of like the beginning we were talking about, where you're talking about, like, you know, when you compare, when you made the basketball analogy, and you're saying, you know, you don't get the power dunks as much, or you don't get certain things, but you get, you know, a different, different, more of a finesse game, and just a different type of approach to the fundamentals that you get from the women that you won't get from the men necessarily. And that's true with the rap too. I mean, there's certain, a lot of things that, you know, female rappers will get away with or be able to do that a man really can't, you know what I'm saying? And that's, you know, that really chilled out, like, just that type of vibe. You know, you're not gonna hear a lot of guys rapping like that or on shit like that, and she will. Now, again, like, the group was like that, so she's a bad example, but I'm talking about outside of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You won't get somebody like a Kilo Kish right now, who I kind of like. She's kind of a cross genre. She does rap a little bit, but she sings and poetry and stuff like that. But she can weave all that together and still make hip hop. You know what I'm saying? You won't really hear that from guys too much. But back to Ladybug, yeah, man. I loved her flow. You know what I'm saying? First, her Digable Planets, you know, you hear them come in, and then all of a sudden, you got the chick come on, and she's rocking on. I'm like, oh, shit, okay. And it just made for an interesting dynamic. It was, it just changed the vibe up a little bit. And she was gorgeous.
Yeah. 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 She still is. I don't remember. You know, but, yeah, man. I mean, like,
she did put out a solo album somewhere in the early 2000s. I kind of don't remember. I know she and matter of fact, she and Butterfly both did. He changed his name. It was something different. That his stuff, not so much. But she put an album out. It was I only heard it like that one time though. I need to go back and listen to that.
Yeah. But shit. Anybody else you want to throw in the list? Or?
Well, I mean, kind of in that mold, Bahamadia. You know, just her whole, that's her style, her whole delivery, real quiet, like almost whispering.
Yeah.
And she would bring it like that over it's almost like a lullaby in your ear, but she's spitting so hard and spitting such science. It's like, you know, so it doesn't bore you out. It doesn't chill you. I mean, like, you know, a song like, you know how we do, is more chilled out, but other songs like the Three to Hard Way or, just other shit. I'm trying to think of another one. God, what was her third? She put an album out like, fuck, I can't remember
collage,
what the name of it is.
BB Queen and Good Rap Music.
BB Queen was Good Rap Music. That was the one where she had a joint on there spitting over just like some old school, like just drums, like kind of like in the 80s style.
Yeah,
ripping that shit. You know what I'm saying? Or she has the one with on Sound Bombing with Talib Kweli. It was one of my favorite tracks.
Chaos.
Chaos.
Yeah. That shit was dope. And she had the song on, I liked her on Jedi Mind Trick shit too, on that Violent by Design. But you know, I was a big fan of that Violent by Design. But anyway, so she had that joint on there.
See, that's what I'm talking about. She's bit, like, how can she do that? Like, in her style, it seems like it wouldn't work on there when everybody else is spitting her hard and coming at you, cutting your head off. Like, you know, and she just comes in, you know, just as laid back as she can be and kills the shit, and it's perfect.
the bits I use the licks. Or computer chips, who can diss the pugilists? Rappers pride, and now they calcified. I've been formaldehyde, your valves canal divide. I scalp hides, my name's italicized. The chastise, replicant the next to sixes excellence. Present tense, malevolence, devastating regiments. Ever since, I supply the diatribe and side-eyes. You revise, whom you idolize. I finalize death threats, you recollect the ethyl pterodactyl. Court is now in session, motherfuckers rock the gavel.
Knowledge is attachment to defining me spiritual. Emmy moves, senu, come sit the narrow. Like oracles of Delphi when he's broken rituals. Mortals refer to me as heterosexual. For exposing the secrets of the sands while I'm blessing you. My presence here is principle, like a method. Philosophies of reparation and for payment. The stolen legacy, so hail on me. So army of the pharaoh, like my act. I seek truth through the tarot. Choosing the teachings, the nectar over that of the devil. And trading places with Sankofa to hear my ancestors echo. Commending thoughts that lay before me, the facts that led me to the holy near the temples of Kana.
From now on, Mom will be left by Bob.
This is a generation as a generation before.
Now there will be no doubt about what was intended for us.
They don't want another war. May there be freedom, equality, and brotherhood among all men.
He was part of that collector too, that Army of the Pharaohs.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, definitely. Cats from Philly or whatnot.
You know, but then, like, you know, she was on the Roots joint. She was on the fucking Erykah Badu, Love of My Life, Worldwide shit, you know. And that was with Angie Stone and Queen Latifah on that shit. That was a joint, you know.
Yeah.
Again, I'm a big Erykah fan, so that's how I know. Yeah, man, you know, and it was funny because you know what Bahama did when I first this was an always embarrassing but
Queen
kind of funny
album,
huh,
that BB Queen album. I mean, that one is actually more chilled out than the others.
Oh, you God. Know
that's a real calm. Yeah, I like that. But anyway,
man, like, this is a kind of a funny but somewhat embarrassing tidbit, man, but when she first came out, though, I was calling her Bahamadia. I don't know why. It just looked like that. It was like Bahamadia? Like, okay. I think I said it to somebody and somebody was like, "What? You mean Bahamadia?" I was like, "That's how you say it?" And I mean, they looked at me like I just fucked up the word. Like, I just fucked up saying apple. Like, I went apply. You know what I'm saying? Or you know what I mean? Like, it just, like, I just fucked up the most simple word ever. And I was like, oh, shit, my fault, right. Dog, you know?
Right. No, but honestly, I probably would have made a similar mistake, too. But I heard the name pronounced before I ever...
Yeah,
you know,
see, I didn't. I, you know, I was so just I reading credits, yeah, and hearing her on the joints. I never heard anybody say her fucking name. You know what I'm saying? And she never said her own shit on there. I don't remember that, you know, at least in the joints I heard. Right. I don't remember her saying her own name in the verse. So I was like... Yeah, Bahamadia. I was like, nah, motherfucker.
Bahamadia.
Yeah, that's crazy. So, shouts out. That's funny.
I mean, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, hey.
There's some other ones who I've heard of. Like, you know, we were talking about back on the Rod Digger album, like, you know, like Sonya Blade and Jane Doe. And a lot of cats they kind of started off and had some shit, but they, you know, just never materialized into much of a catalog. I mean, from what I heard of them, were pretty dope.
Who was the chick on the De La Soul Ghost, not the Ghost Week shit, but the shit?
Oh,
she did Indeed. The little joint. Indeed, yeah.
Yeah, her name
I
is.
I liked her style, dog. She was nice.
She's another one. Where's her music at? You know, because she killed that shit.
Yeah, she murdered that motherfucker. And then a couple of Missy's artists was cool too. Was it Babe Blue? Don't get me confused.
One of them was a rhymer.
Yeah, but one of them was a rhymer. Like, two was singers and one was a rhymer. I thought.
I don't remember. Honestly, the only ones I remember coming up under Missy was Tweet and Nicole Ray. I can't remember.
Yeah,
they're singers. I don't know who.
And they were singers, yeah. But Bay Blue, you're right. She was one of Timbaland's artists, but she did a joint with Missy and them. I think it was that on the on that Miss E album. It was that slow joint. I used to ride to work to that motherfucker because that shit used to bang in the truck. Let me look it up real quick. But yeah, but definitely, y'all. While I'm looking that up, indeed, I wish I would have heard more from her because.
Yeah,
because I mean, when I heard that shit, I was like,
"Cause I don't know where she came from. I knew nothing about her besides that one track."
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, and I'm like, "Yo, what happened?" All right.
Yeah, man.
Was it Missy? The Real World? Was it The Real World? Let me see. I'm trying to look up to see the song. Okay, she.
The Real World was that the second? Was that the second one? Or was it Miss E? I can always get those mixed up.
No, The Real World was the second one. Miss E was the third. Because that had come out the only one.
Miss E was the one that had Get Your Freak On, right?
Miss E had... Yeah, it had...
Okay.
Let me see. Get Your Freak On, One Minute Man. You know.
Okay, yeah, yeah, all right. And yeah.
Best Insolent Interlude, Lick Shots.
Right. Real World is the one that had the one with Eminem and the...
Right, and then they had the song with Hot Boys.
Big Boy.
Yeah. That was all in my grill with Big Boy and Nicole Ray. It had Busta Rhymes with M.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Had the song with She's a Bitch. You know, she had that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that was the lead one, yeah.
Yeah, she had a song with Beyonce on that bitch. She had the song with BG and Juvenile on that shit that was dope. That was a dope album. Yep. The song with Red Man was ridiculous. You know, that was a good album.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to bang that shit. So that's what I'm saying, that you don't know. It was track number 7 with Lil Mo. That's the one I was banging at the track. But I thought, I thought somebody rhymed on that, but I guess I was wrong. But yeah, so maybe I'll scratch the Bay Blue then. I can't find anything on it real quick. So
okay.
I spend a bunch of time looking for it. But...
Hey, yo, Timberland. See, what they don't understand is we about to flip our whole style on them for 2001. And for those of you who hate it, you only made us more creative. You don't want to speak my name. Mess around, get that ass blown away. Blah, fool gone away. I ain't never let you tell anyway. Missy got something to say. I ride down the block in an Escalade. Bling, bling all in your face. I think you might need to put on your shades. I know you feel me though. You're hating on me, but you hear me though. 20-inch rim sitting crazy low. I'm a crazy hoe. I'ma keep the party live. Me and Timberland gon' flip it tonight. Keep your hands in the sky. Waving around like you're crazy high. Huh. Time to lick shots. Time to see you dance. Hey, you, why you fucking? Never tell you not to fuck with me. If I get your head, you'll never leave. Rah! Stop sweating me. Flip it on the black hand side. Look a here, boy, don't you even try. Make me dislocate your spine. My rings pick a shine like turpentine. What you coming around here not for? Baby, hell no, you just want my dough. Get your black ass on the floor. Food touch me, that's a no, no. Rah! Mr. DJ, won't you play that song? Tell the freaks shake they nasty thongs. Hey, boys, won't you sing along? Cause we gon' rock the party till the early morn. Time to lick shots, time to see you dance. Hey, you, why you fucking? Time to lick shots, time to see you dance. Hey, you, why you fucking?
Y'all don't hear me. You got your guns, but you don't scare me. Originality is leery. My own style, and I ain't sharing. Back up. Easy now, hey y'all. Let's turn it up and turn the club down. Grab your drinks and give me 2 rounds. I break you off, I'm going down. Watch yourself, I'm about to turn it up.
Time to lick shots. Time to see you dance. Hey, you, why you fucking? Time to lick shots. Time to see you dance. Hey, you, why you fucking?
Break, gritting my teeth. It's the last day of the week, man. What a relief. My arms are sore as hell. I felt rigid and stiff. So I turned around and I rolled this big fat split. That's when I seen her stepping out of any yellow Beamer. This local ghetto babe rap cat, her name was Tina. She was bragging, she was going on tour. The same shit she been screaming since the year before. Ever since the day I saw video, she seen me on the TV. Heard that she was holding a grudge, trying to see me working underground circus and mass efforts of weep. But when she asked who was ill, all she got was indeed she won a battle. And it wasn't hard to tell. All that I was thinking about was trying to smoke my hell. I had 4 hours left and I was tired as hell. Plus it was 12:55, almost time for the bell. She had an ill school face mug, front like she no joke. Gangsta bitch profile, bopping like a leg broke. 40 below, 10 bones, fatigue sagging. Pulling all the money out of pocket while she bragging on the gold front with a name on it. Her ice figure roll hanging low while she claimed fame on it. I peeked the steeds, then I crushed it with ease, just for interrupting me while I was rolling my trees.
Alright, that she was blaze. Now we gonna set this one up for my man Mercenary.
All right,
yeah,
what's up?
I don't want you to make it like a story or nothing. I just want you to come on some straight rap shit. Rip a nigga in his ass and let him know how we do it.
Now Macy, yo, Puff, Chiba, but Rick Sniff line. David J pushed the whip while Kenny Cow pulled dimes. And me right behind with the shorty getting her math to do the Savior routine and just tap that ass. Still the one who kill whackness, man. I left them niggas triple. Had them going soft to hard, back to soft like a nipple. My art is official, while you're artificial. Break you down to your very last part of simple. Let me enlighten you, but your third eye's on dim. Me getting taken out is rare like a smile from Rakim. See, I'm remarkable, you're just bull. Last name shit, y'all niggas need to quit. Open your mitt and catch this. I autograph every word you bit. Tap five and take a picture. Got an infinity of 9 rhymes to hit ya. While your whole plan is bland, understand that you must be smoking pounds of weed out of a pipe and mistook your munchies for being hungry for the mic. And now you have to deal with these cats is truly real. Like estates with a pit on the lawn, walking the gates, put the whole entire plate in your face. Make the point like, who's that on that joint? It's me, I'm in everything you see like Cran. Yo, I'm in demand, I'm in the club, man, I'm in your hand. Being bought, I'm even in the thought from your girl. The only thing you're in is enacted. Your world will be smashed, run against the one and you'll be last. Like that call for alcohol, depleting your cash.
That's how you supposed to get in somebody's ass, you know what I'm saying? Don't know that. Lover of flaw.
A different kind of high, you know. Feel me on this.
Ladies and gents, your dopey host presents extravagance in the lady frame. Leave it come stains, niggas remain all. When I go to Dillinger, throw it to your jaw. Never a flaw. Never before have you seen such magnificence in the black princess. Yes, flows for numb, I'm the bomb diggy. Ask Biggie, keep a dedicated squad with me. Call us the Gabbana girls, we dangerous. Bitches pay a fee just to hang with us. Trust, niggas lust, without a bank account I doubt we could swing that route. Feel me out, I'm used to hanging with boosters in the best name brand with the insane claim. Man, listen, my position is lieutenant. Like a block of hash, got the burners to bend it, send it. I send it back to your greasy, freaky Arabic style. Shamukh Daha Steezy, to please me, you got to be well off. Bust a shell off with a tattoo that starts off.
Damn, I love you like the light, like the night time. Since the music, can I feel ya? All I wanna do is touch ya. I hope you
something like love. The gotcha sets music. Can I feel ya? All I wanna do is touch ya. The ultimate rush.
To my niggas that trickle a do, to my bitches that suck tickle a do, why they niggas lick the middle? I'm the Don, y'all. High dripping John Paul, 40 year weird. Yeah, enough glorifying, lyrically electrifying. Bitches be lying about the clothes they be buying. Some stores won't even let you whores in till I begin to embarrass that ass and get crass. Kim surpass all food. Still drinking booze. I sip Cristal and Lampoon. Receive all the oohs in the R. The Jews in the car. Slip nigga, I'm sticking you, baby paw. Yes indeed. Flow's first class and yours is coach like the back. The bread of mama. Jogs 5 miles a day, then I hit the sun. My girls rock Chanel and smoke mad
yeah,
now.
Why? I love you like the lie. Like the ganja. Sense music. Can I feel ya? All I wanna do is touch ya.
Inhale this, clench your fists, then ya feel the mist through the uterus. Can ya picture this? Life without me, wake up you're having bad dreams. Cause you're fiend for a tote, my crew tote totes and mink coat. On a sail with the boat. What you thought? We get caught and get bailed out? Fuck the jailhouse. Tennessee on the rocks is all we got as we sail out. Entrepreneurs, pissed out boys, be glad we ain't taking yours. Born, huh? I'm warning ya. Style waits for no bitch. I dream rich when I fuck with scratch and snitch. Now I stack the shit, practice it. So no bitch can tax the shit. Miraculous. So I can relax a bit and get my toes lit. Drugs, nigga. Drugs.
Damn, ma, I love you like the lie. Like the ganja, sense music. Can I feel ya? All I wanna do is touch ya. The ultimate rush, on drugs, baby. Damn, ma, I love you like the lie. Like the ganja, sense music. Can I feel ya? All I wanna do is touch ya. The ultimate rush.
Dismantle it in memories, fill streets with poison. Boys posted on the block trying to give it what they got from misdirected objects, the environment. Privatizing hoods, knocking down everything good about its history. Riddle me with sentiment, intimate and distant. The place I hate to visit when it's cold. So much more than just the snow and the ice started life here. Pride, fear, and anger make emotions tangled. If I stayed and rose above it, would it prove I love it? My life doesn't. Look at the price of it. Detroit daughter, so far beyond his border, so close. Heed the orders as the path is set before her and move. Pay dues, bring it back and make it new. Make it feel like it used to. Home is where the heart is, regardless of how dark it is. I represent. Let's have a toast for the home team. Chrome things on the Caprice, let the speakers beat. Pop a bottle, it's a celebration. Fresh out the shot, we keep the haters hating. Ain't the place for you to take your vacation. Keep a pair of gators, my Detroit players. Ride for the realest, if it's home, I know you feel it. Known as the place of the home of grace. My niggas about to show you how we do. Don't nobody care about us, all they do is doubt us. Till we blow the spot, then they all wanna crowd us. Nigga, shut your mouth up, I'm about done. The haters talking shit, but you ain't never been. You ain't never rode on Jefferson or hit the aisle styling. All you know is 8 Mile and where my city breathe. You can stay sleep, I should take you to the east side and leave you for a week. How you miss the beauty, focus on the ugliness. Because of this, you never will experience the spirit
vision of it, or see the vision that I'm speaking of. All in love with the music, how my city does. Hanging on the nuts of niggas that's above, selling self to fall in love just because. You should be ashamed. Top to bottom, how we came on the come up just the same. We are warriors, shine victorious, known to make an envy. The pretty and the gritty Detroit rock city. Let's have a toast for the home team. Chrome things on the Caprice, let the speakers beat. Pop a bottle, it's a celebration. Fresh out the shower, we keep the haters hating. Ain't the place for you to take your vacation. Keep a pair of gators, my Detroit players. Ride for the realest, if it's home, I know you feel it. Known as the place of the home of greats. My niggas about to show you how we do.
Jade, that was another one. Was she a rhymer?
Miss Jade. Yeah, she was she was another one of Timbaland's artists, and it was real, she was kind of one and done, but she's the one who, that was back when Timbaland, he had done that remix of he had done that remix to Turn Off the Lights for Nelly Furtado, and then went back and sampled her from the song Baby Girl she had, where she's like, and he sampled that and made the beat out of it. And so the video, she's just walking down the street in her headphones, Nelly Furtado, she's just in her headphones in some, like, you know, tracksuit, just walking down the street, you know, bumping in her headphones, singing that part. But Timbaland and Miss J are going back and forth, rhyming over it.
Right.
Like,
right.
In the car and stuff, in, like, different scenes.
Yeah, she had another song. She was
I forgot about that song. That was kind of dope. Yeah.
Yeah, she had she was on a song with Missy, too. But she only had one. I didn't know she came out with an album, too.
Yeah, it's called Girl Interrupted. Yeah, it was the only one. Yeah, like I said, she was one and done. You know, it was not much.
She I don't think I heard from her ever again she after was that on, one. She was on Beyonce. Damn, she was on Beyonce's Diva remix. I didn't know that.
Wow.
With Sierra? Hell no. Cool. Yeah. So I don't know. So anybody else you want to add in? Throw in real quick.
I mean, there's a lot of them, man. We have to come back and revisit this.
Yeah, might have to part two it.
Yeah, yeah, man. But I want to talk about a couple real quick. I just want to mention, because I know a lot of people probably don't know them. Or at least, you know, if you're underground, you know them.
I know
the
what
Anomalies.
Oh no,
Anomalies. Helix the Armageddon. I think Gene was cool with them too. God, I can't remember all their names. There's actually a large collective of just underground MC, you know, females. Mm-hmm. I think the one, the main one, I think, or at least, you know, the one that always seemed to be out there the most was Helix. And she did collabs with The Arsonist, did a lot of solo work on that. But she had a white girl from Ann Arbor called Invincible. And Invincible actually showed up on a couple of Athletic Mike League songs. And the one I remember is off the Sweats and Kicks albums, one called God I'm Saying. And she killed that. And what's funny is I didn't know until I saw her in, I think it was XXL. I didn't know she was white. You know, she don't sound like it. And I'm not saying she's Iggy Azalea either. She just, you know, she just sounds like just underground rapper. You know what I mean? And I remember in the store, I was in the supermarket one day, and I was just kind of passing up the magazine rack, and I think it was XXL, and it had a on the headlines on the front, it said the female MC who you can't sign. I'm like, the dopest female MC and you can't sign her, something like that. I'm like, well, who is this? So I open it up and it's this white girl in a flannel shirt, and this is Invincible. I'm like, that's Invincible. I'm like, I've heard some tracks of her already. I didn't know she okay. All right, so I'm reading the article, and just to summarize, I mean, the reason why you can't sign her is because, you know, after the success of Eminem, everybody started looking for white artists. You know, you saw Puffy do it with that Kane guy. Yeah. You see Bubba Sparks. You see all these white artists try to come up and, you know, get some of that Eminem money, and, you know, to varying degrees, most of them not so much. But they were also looking for a white female artist, and that's the only reason. And she was saying she wouldn't sign these deals because, look, sign me on all my skills, or sign me because you believe in me, not just because I'm white and you want to use me as a.
And here's the crazy thing about it: she's not a naturally English speaking person. You know, she's I think Israeli or something like that, because she was I don't know, she was born in Champaign, moved to Israel, came back, lived in Ann Arbor, and finally Detroit. But she said she learned English by listening to hip hop albums and started writing rhymes based on that, and then just went from there. So to be as dope as she was, and she wasn't even English speaking, you know, to begin with, to me is a feat, because you got to learn the language and then learn how to finesse the language in rhyme form. You know what I'm saying? And then she's doing that simultaneously. That's dope. You know, the only other person I heard that I know of that was not a naturally English speaking person and then learned the language and then became ill at rhyming was Cuban Link. Because Cuban Link can rhyme.
You know, well,
so that's the one that I know of. I'm just throwing out there off the top of my head that I know. So if you got others, throw them out.
Yeah, I know another one is Kanan from Somalia.
Okay.
He lives in Toronto now. Yeah, he immigrated to Toronto.
Okay.
And actually he and Yeah, he's in Toronto now. He's Somali though. He came, you know, from Somalia, and he learned English from listening to hip hop as well. You know, and actually even said that one of his songs. You know, he's like rapping in Somali. He actually starts out his verse rapping in Somali, and then Mos Def, or is it Mos Def? I don't know if it's Mos Def. Yeah, Mos Def and Charlie Tuna from Jurassic 5 on the track. He one of them does a track, and then he comes back and does his rap in English. And then one of the verses was, "Not long ago, I don't spoke English," you know. But he was actually saying, yeah, he actually learned English from listening to hip-hop and then turned that into some other shit, you know, which is pretty dope.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
okay, dope. So I didn't know that about her.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, I mean, I heard... and she finally got some music out, you know, toward the, I guess, like 2008 or 9. And then now consistently putting out stuff. But I'm talking about back in, like, 99, 2000, 2001, when I first heard about her. Like, that's, you know, it took her that long to actually start getting stuff out, because when people were calling her and knocking on her door and trying to get her to sign, that's the only reason why they wanted her, and she wouldn't do it.
Yeah, that, and she was doing a lot of activist shit too, man. She was doing a lot of activist shit too at the time too, so yeah, respectfully.
Oh yeah, yeah,
I can see her making that type of choice, you know. So
yeah,
yeah.
And then another one, kind of you know, coincidence, because we're talking about white females and talking about we're just talking about Canada, is Eternia, also from I believe Toronto as well. And her shit, she, yeah, and I wanted to bring it up back when we were talking about Lady Erase, because she has this posse cut called The Barbecue, where they kind of they, you know, as the hook, they're like, that y'all, you know, just like Live at the Barbecue. Beat's totally different though. Beats are done by this cat named Moss, and she's got two versions of the song. She's got one with Rod Digga and Lady of Rage on it, and everybody holds their fucking own. It's just unbelievable. And then she has a remix, same beat and everything like that, but different verses, including her own. But it's got Jean Grey and Ty Phoenix on it. So,
damn.
Again, more respect for that, because, you know, everybody I mentioned right there, everybody we mentioned in the show is on. Well, you know, several people we mentioned on this show are on those two tracks.
Hmm.
But her music itself is actually really dope, you know, and she's got, you know, good guests. I mean, I know.
Yeah,
these are real hip-hoppers, you know what I'm saying? These aren't...
Go ahead.
These aren't... This is not the white girl mob, you know, from, you know, or Iggy Azalea.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that.
I don't know how anybody rides around with that shit on.
I don't even want to give it energy. I don't even want to give it energy, so fuck it. So just to get off that shit, shout out to Moss, the producer Moss, because he did a lot of shit for Obi Trice too.
He's nasty, man.
It was like some shit called Special Reserve, if I remember correctly, because I heard about that shit somehow, somewhere. But I kind of remember.
But I mean, I ain't talked about, you know, some of the foreign, like, kind of artists from, like, you know, other than Canada. I mean, I haven't talked about people from overseas that I like, you know, because a lot more female rappers, well, a lot more rappers, period, from overseas that I like, and, you know, we haven't really talked about, but, you know, a lot of them are female.
Yeah.
So,
and even though
come back and talk about them, and actually, you know, I want Jay Mills to come in, because he actually knows a few of them. He and I kind of share some of the same, you know, so some of the same interests in a few of those artists. Yeah. So,
and then at the same time, we mentioned her in reference to when we were talking about another artist, but we actually never really officially mentioned Lady Luck, though. You know, we talked about it when we were talking about Remy, but, you know, she didn't really put out an album. But Lady Luck was, she still could rhyme. She was an MC, though. You know, and for her to get in battles and do what she did, and then, you know, she had her affiliation with EPMD and all that, you know, was coming with them. I actually thought she was, you know, she was actually going to get, you know, some momentum off them. You know what I mean? I thought that was a cool time for her to come do her thing. And it just never really, you know, got off the ground like I was hoping it would. But I dug her. I thought she was cool. I think losing to Remy kind of, you know, slowed her shit down too, you know. But I saw that battle. It was,
yeah, it was pretty. Yeah, which is why, you know, going back to that battle, you know, I thought it was weird that she was chiming in about it. Like, dude, she destroyed you 10 years ago. You sit down.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Lady Luck started commenting on the battle. Like, you know, you,
it's like she,
you have no
at
place
that point, she might as well battle Sirius Jones if she's going to, you know, lose like that. But, shit, you know.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Lady Luck was cool. I mean, I would have needed to see more from her, and I really don't know, other than a few guest appearances. Yeah, like she was on the Simon Says remix with everybody. She was on the
she was on that EPMD. Yeah, she sounded good on it though. Yeah, but other than that, yeah, you're right. What else is she really? I mean, she had a little female, you know, squad there for a second, but it was just battling, so it really didn't really amount to much, I guess. So, you know, I don't. But see, at the same time, I don't really think. I think she just falls into the same thing as a lot of battle MCs, where they, you know, they can battle all day, but can't write a song to save their life. You know, and in the business, it's not battle; it's songwriting. So, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very niche market.
It's only a few people, and you would think they're so lyrically skilled that you would. Yeah, you would think that they're so lyrically skilled that okay. You writing fucking 100 bar verses and spitting them verbatim for memory on point, and you can't write 3-16 verses and write an 8-bar hook.
Completely different thought process.
But yeah, it's a different style because it's a different approach to writing and it's a different mindset. So, you know, and if you're always in a 0-100 rhyme, bar, you know, metaphor, simile, imagery, battle line, punchline mindset, then yeah, being able to, you know, It's like being you doing AutoCAD and then you trying to do some Bob Ross shit. You know what I'm saying? It's still drawing, but it's a different type. You know what I mean? Like you come off AutoCAD, you gonna try to paint? Like yeah, okay, you know. So, but anyway. So shit, if you ain't got nobody else, I think it's about it.
Yeah, man, I guess, you know, I guess we can wrap it up for now. You know, again, we'll have to revisit this because there's more. And we can get more deep into some of those pioneering
And it's weird who they got on the list and try to consider as MCs or female rappers. Like, they got Snow the Product, or I remember Snow the Product.
I don't even know who that is. Who is that?
Some chick, man. She's a rhymer from, let me see. Let me just click on it and see. She's a Mexican American MC. Let's see what the Wikipedia says about it real quick. Not that Wikipedia is 100% accurate, but yeah, she's Cali. She got an album called Unorthodox. She was on Atlantic Records. Honestly, Associated Acts. She's associated with Strange Music, Tech N9ne, and them, Slaughterhouse, Crooked Eye, Ty Dolla $ign. I guess she's done a lot with them. I kind of remember her, Snow the Product, being on one Slaughterhouse song. I seen her name somewhere. I just don't remember so much, but she's been
I've seen the name before too, but I don't know who that is. I've never seen.
Yeah, but you know, she's a female MC, and they got Lil Mama on here. They got fucking, you remember Kia? You know,
I remember Kia.
But then part of the White Girl Mob, Lady Sovereign. They even put Angie Martinez in as a female rapper because she rapped in
that
one song.
Rewind. Lady Sovereign is part of White Girl Mob.
I don't know. I'm thinking. Maybe I made the wrong assumption, but I mean,
because she's from England, right? She was kind of like techno-ish or whatever. Like back.
Nah, maybe
the
you're right.
I'm thinking
she
of?
Just got the same look. Then maybe you're right. Okay, never mind. Scratch that. But yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Nah. She's different. Nah. She better not be in that. Okay, I mean, I didn't do it that much, but like, nah. Don't you be coming overseas and joining that shit.
Right. But they even got Fergie in here as a female rapper. No. Did Fergie rap? Was she rapping on them fucking Black Eyed Peas shit? I never really paid attention to Black Eyed Peas that much.
Yeah, she was rapping. I mean, it wasn't good, but. Not to me anyway, but I mean, she was rapping. She did both.
Mm. Yeah, all right. Yeah,
that's around the time I quit fucking with Black Eyed Peas. Anyway, they were going different direction.
Yeah. But shout out to Dej Loaf. I forgot to mention her as one of the newer artists. Her and Young and May. Young and May is pretty nice to be though. I think she's got skill. I like the beat she picks when she does her freestyles. You know, to me, picking beats is a very important skill for an MC too. If you don't know how to pick the right beat to flip on or to rock on, you know, that can kind of take away from your appeal also, you know, without you really realizing it, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, shit, just look at Nas. It hurt him a little bit, you know. Because, I mean, as much as I hate this...
Shout out to...
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. That was you hate to say what?
I was going to say, as much as I hate to say it, if Nas peak beats like your old Drew did, you know.
I mean, hey, I want to hear Nas over Static Selector. Fuck that.
Yeah, you know? I mean, now...
I want to hear it.
Now, I mean, your old Drew, that's not his only producer, Static, but I mean, like, because... Again, it's one of those things where he's a guilty pleasure where I shouldn't really be listening to him because I'm a Nas fan and the way he's biting, but it's like, it's hard not to because he sounds like what Nas would sound like on doper beats, and it's like, so it's like, it's one of those things where I'm doing heroin, but I'm telling everybody be drug free on the outside, but I go home and shoot heroin behind the fucking scenes and shit, and I wear long sleeve shirt, right, and I wear long sleeve shirts in the summer, you know what I'm saying? Like... You know, that's kind of how it is with Drew. It's like, and no disrespect to him, because, you know, he can rhyme, I guess, you know, but it's just, dog, the style is just, nah, man, you can't be that blatant. But when you listen to his shit, though, it's like, see, it all goes to prove again, Nas picking better beats. If Cannabis had picked better beats, you know, you know. The only person that I can say that didn't really fall into that is Ghostface, to get completely bitten like that and then still it not really affect, you know, and not really have that same, you know, thing, because Ghost was always on ill beats. So, you know, you never hear, I don't really never hear Ghost on a whack beat for real. You know what I'm saying? So there's no differential in that. And that's how kind of like, you know, Bronson really couldn't stand up to it, but. Yeah, man, I'm rambling, but I threw that little Drew, you know, in there just to kind of fuck with you, because, you know, I know how you don't like that dude.
Not really.
Right.
Nah.
But.
Nah, man.
Easy. Nah.
No, but back to, yeah, shout out to, Tina Apex, used to be part of Pro Era, not anymore.
Yeah.
She was dope. And my girl Chelsea Reject, who I really like, she's been around for a minute, for like a couple years, but I didn't really know about her till she put out the, right around the time she put out the Complex album, mm-hmm. back in 2015.
Yeah, okay.
So
yeah,
newer, younger, you know what I'm saying, Brooklyn. So,
and I get to give a shout out to another older, I don't want to say old, completely old school, but another older school, Gangsta Boo, you know, I mean, from, she did a lot of cool shit with 36 Mafia back in the day, and she held her own with those dudes, you know. She's probably one of the only females in an all male group to really hold her own completely, like throughout their run, and then still have her own shit. You know, she came out with albums and had a little hit too, you know, and then she had the hit with Project Pat, you know, so Chickenhead, you know what I mean? So, know, she did all right during her run, you know, so I gotta throw her in there too, you know. I mean, like, some people
put the chat
like
in there too. I mean, she was
yeah, she came in there, yeah, at the, you know, at the end, kind of was the Gangsta Boo replacement, but she didn't feel the shoes the same way to me.
Well,
she was cool in her own right.
Gangsta Boo was originally Gangsta Boo was the LaChat replacement. Actually, she was originally in the group.
Yeah, but then how did
she left? You know, did her own thing,
and then came back. Okay. Oh yeah, I see. Because you know, right now that she said it, I do
like
kind of remember that. Yeah.
Like pre. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. But yeah, I guess by the way, because of the way
styles
that,
and all that stuff. You know?
Right. But I guess with Boo coming out publicly with them first, you know what I'm saying? It kind of made me used to Boo. But at the same time, though, again, LaChat was dope. She wasn't whack at all. So yeah, you got to throw LaChat in too. So, you know. But yeah, mm-hmm. All right then. You know. Well, that's it. That wraps it up. Well, shit, as usual, man. As we get to the end of the show, man, what you been listening to?
Recently, listening to a lot of, kind of in preparation for the show, I started going back through just some of the old stuff. Like, I was going back and listening to Rod Digger, both albums, you know, Classic and the Dirty Harriet.
Right.
Still on the Joey Badass. I still like that one pretty much. Finally kind of winding down with that one. Not that it's not dope. I'm just saying, you know, I kind of run my course listening to it for a while.
Right.
A lot of old shit. I mean, actually, well, after what happened with Prodigy yesterday, I put Murder Music back in just because that one. And I posted up on Instagram, too. The Streets Raise Me, which is the very first track on that album, behind the intro. I always thought that was one of the best album openers.
Oh,
just
okay.
Over the piano, and you got Big Noid on it,
right?
You know, and then Will Way Hav comes in on his verse, and then P closes it out. You know, that's one of my favorite songs. You know, one of my favorite songs that opens up an album,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, kind of reminded me of that whenever, you know, whenever he died. Actually, that's the first song that came to mind. So I was listening to Murder Music actually a lot of yesterday.
Right.
Yeah, man. And then just kind of random random J Dilla shit. You know, it was like the old Slum Village Fantastic Volume 2.
Uh-huh. I'm getting you a little donuts for breakfast.
That's kind of where I've been. I didn't listen to donuts, although I probably will throw that on a little bit, but yeah.
Yeah, that's just being funny. But no, that's what's up.
No, I got you.
Right, that's what's up.
Yeah, what about yourself?
Yeah, me, myself, man, I kind of been all over the map, man. I listened to the Freddie Gibbs shit, The Only Live Twice. I like that. And so I've been bumping that a bit. Again, I mentioned it earlier, but Rhapsody's Crown, been mentioning, fucking with that. I still fuck with my lo-fi hip-hop, so there's this group, or this, I don't know if it's a group or one person, but called The Deli. The Vibes, number 3, that one's pretty dope. I've been listening to the Tyler Kweli Styles P joint, The 7, that album was pretty dope. I've been bumping that. Death Certificate, because it was, his anniversary of the release of the album, like last week or 2 weeks ago. I was bumping that.
Yeah, 25th, right?
Yeah, you know, I was listening to Biggie again, his first album, because for some reason, Gimme the Loot popped into my head, and I kept reciting the words at work, so I just ended up putting it on. And then I've been listening to this group called Moonchild, on some Erykah Badu style shit, huh? You say you
don't
never
know Moonchild?
Of?
Who is that?
It's like they're kind of like a group, but I don't know if it's a white girl. I gotta look it up. But they're on some Erykah Badu style shit, and they've got 2 albums: "Please Rewind." Well, actually, more than that. I think it's "Be Free," "Please Rewind," and "Voyager." "Voyager" just came out this year. That's the one that's banging. That's the one I've been listening to. But yeah, that's that is definitely some Erykah Badu shit. So that's been in my playlist lately, but that's been it. Like I said, the Gibbs, the Rhapsody, Taleb, the lo-fi shit, this Moonchild, you know, then random shits here and here on daily mixes, you know, things of that nature. That shit'll vary from Madlib to A$AP Ferg. I got one A$AP Ferg song on there that what's that shit? I'm on a new level. I like that shit. And the only reason why I like that is because I play the UFC, and that's one of the songs they had on there. Is one of the walkout tracks. So I was playing that shit, bringing my dude out to the octagon or whatever. And then this other song, Travis Scott. I really don't like that dude, but I like that song, Upper Echelon, that he got with T.I. and 2 Chainz, because playing GTA, it's in the Los Santos hip-hop radio station. You get to riding around killing somebody or flying through the city streets or riding through the streets, and that shit come on. It's just like, yeah, you know, Upper Echelon. Yeah, that's how I end up liking a lot of songs just from GTA, reggae songs, different shit like that from listening to that. But those are the most recent, too. So, but that's what I've been listening to lately. So.
Right.
Yeah, that's been it.
That's what's up.
Yep.
All right. Yep. All right. I guess that'll do it for this session, man. So, as usual, you can find us at nojibbajabbafm.com, facebook.com/nojibbajabbafm, on Twitter at KOTFcrew, or individually, I am at IlRockSki.
Yeah, I'm at abyssfam_beats.
Yes, and J Mills is at J_Millsy. Also on Instagram, you can find Ghost. He's at definiteaim314, right?
Yep, definitely 314.
I don't know why I was chip off that. That's the fucking area code.
Right.
Definite aim 314. I'm like 314, 34. What? Duh, 314.
All right.
Definite aim 314, and J Mills at Iron Strength. I don't have my own. I just post on the Jibba Jabba one because I'm too lazy to make my own, and I don't post enough anyway to to have my own.
Right.
So, you know, on YouTube at No Jibba Jabba FM. And again, of course, Instagram at OJibbaJabbaFM. Be sure to check us out there. Like us, follow us, whatever, you know, get at us. If you got anything to add to our discussion, obviously you can always tweet at us or send us a message on any one of those social media platforms, you know?
Hell yeah. We'll mention an episode. Shout you out for sure. Yeah, get at us.
No, yeah, definitely. Love. If you got feedback, we'll read it on the air.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Hey, all right. We really need to start doing that. That'd be dope.
Yeah, yeah. Anytime. Yeah. Anybody got contributions to the discussion? Yeah, get at us. Like we said, at any of the above methods, we will read it over the air and, you know, kind of revisit your points, you know, as they come along. So feel free to do that anytime.
Yeah, because that's really, you know, one of the original intentions, you know, of this podcast was to have, you know, people getting at us and, you know, kind of make it a more of a group discussion, you know. So it's supposed to be, you know, so yeah, all the more the merrier, shit, you know.
Damn right. All right. Well, until next time, folks. See ya.
Peace.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yo. Pump, pump, pump your brakes. If they saying we hot when they conversate, I'm on my Andre. I shine like a constellation. One of many I've been repping for the Zulu Nation. No time wasting. We stay ahead like Asians in zones. Check it like foams. I'm killing it lately. Bring back the basement like I choked them with laces. They'll never hold me back like a mouthful of braces. I get bunker up like corrupt in 98. Whatever coast I'm trying to hold the globe in the race. I'm Turtis. In the end, I still go the furthest. Curtains like Eminem call you niggas hurt. In your feelings when he lost control. I'm having visions of you with commode. Throw up when I show up and this my easy flow. Diamond in the rough, the homie Diamond D should know. And it's the proof to show. You should pump, pump, pump your brakes.
If they saying we ain't hot when they conversate, they gotta pump, pump, pump your brakes. I'ma shine when I rhyme like the month of May. Pump, 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 pump your brakes. When you crash, I'ma outlast them in your days.
We take no shorts. Me and my cohort score, giving you that much more. Nefarious efforts get met with a sword. So, oh, stay loyal and keep on to your core.
Right.
I spit a vision, send you back to the boards. And of course, we keep it classic, cause that's what this affords. On the course to the top, suckers hope that you flop. Then they see you with the legends and they hop on your jock. I'm amused at the moves, how they plan and they plot. And be shocked when you excel, want to get what you got. But I keep a cool head, pull a hammer out the tool shed, crack the bedrock, lay the foundation and watch. We get the building and they sure to catch feelings. I could bet you a million they ain't ready for the realest.
Nope. Deal with it.
You ain't talking about no real limits. Actors and gimmicks, wrap it up, yo, you finished. Diminished. The minute you was hoeing for that rose gold, it's that same minute that I assume the control. Fraudulent fakes can carry the weight with rhapsody, boogie bee, diamond digging and crates. So pump breaks, nigga.
Pump, 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 pump your brakes. If they saying we ain't hot when they conversate, they gotta pump, pump, pump your brakes. I'ma shine when I rhyme like the month of May. Pump, 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 pump your brakes. When you crash, I'ma outlast so many of your days. Pump, 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 pump your brakes. If they saying we ain't hot when they conversate, it's like...
Dropping the speed, but slowing and sowing a seed. Obstacles breathe the air that you need. Opposition to the vision keeps you wishing on your mission focus. Whatever the speedway you open, better exceed. Not just hoping, claim it, call it as my own it. Never doubting cause I'm on it. Best believe and achieve and the gifts we needin'. Excellence is the call to beacon. Answer it when the phone is ringing. Hello? Dial tone and you wasn't even there yet. I learned to expect, already ready for the next step. While you still waiting on the check? Just come equipped before you get lost. Brace yourself and pay the cost to be the boss. Just cause we win don't mean we never lost. Just learn from it, you'll travel far. We got to raise the bar, stars. Slow down, baby. Pump your brakes and just slow down.
them, hate to see, simple and plain. I'm like the prophecy fulfilled, more dangerous than Cain and Abel. Already labeled as the best that they come. Number one in all cities, shine so bright, I made the sun die from screen. Crown me the queen, most of y'all aroused by this, taking you out of the seams. Why? Make it obvious, it's all part of my scheme. Anomaly, representative, feminine, A-team. Stomping through your daydreams, fly straight to the top. Couldn't wait till I drop, time to autograph the flick. Sign my name with a dot, smile, I have smile to show my profile. Still got my own style, my own file. Fans, they say, damn, why she so wild. I still believe music helps me to breathe, nurtures my seed, live and die for this life is my creed. Call it the everlasting thought, homegrown official, slang wax and bank tracks off like Miss North, like I'm Punta Kinte, viva mi gente. Your crowd, please, a rowdy receiver, call it al dente. Smoothed out, groundbreaking, sound shaking, half baked. The last take was locked down. I write joints that carry weight. Graduated MC, dramatic addict, quick to drop the banger, play on repeat. Fat beats to streets, we do burrow heads, thoroughbred octanes and swap lanes. I rock frames and spot range, rip strings like Cobain. Surround sound like Soul Train and still reign supreme. Being that I rep the best to shine, flip the next design. Many styles have come forth, but ain't nobody testing mine. Not even Samba Blaze Cruz. Win the draw, but they lose. Vocals count to break rules. Heard them scream. Place your bets on this incredible threat. Why settle for less when you could grow with the best? You.
There are stories of love inspiring success over the most insurmountable of odds. This is not one of those stories.
Who got the death clutch with hands cold as ice and gripping a steel knife? Right. My night spent drinking, holding on to bitter life, it ain't worth it. My body's fragile on the surface, my mind ready to exit this physical place. My soul versus everything upon the planet worthless. Sent to hell, watch the flame coming from your churches. Send all your nurses, my sickness inflicted from curses. The antidote extracted from the lines within my verses. Immortal burning, we like the alpha higher learning. And pour Bacardi out for all the niggas ready turned in. Preach the devil's sermon on, concern is wrong. I fast and broke and make it year the holy Ramadan. The Muslim born child who incited a cruel storm that spawned on 11/26, the break of dawn. See all songs to reference, my words stand strong. My life short like the blast from bombs in Lebanon. Self-prophecy, my body claimed divine property. All scripted in the stars, mastered in astrology. You can't change it, the ill fate and destined to fall. No second guessing or a question at all. Laws of physics on the side of living and God and life giving. But death is slicing like a devil's scythe upon the children. Filling its ways cause it's last days, niggas whole. When I die, niggas pour the liquor for my crippled soul. My body full like a deck of cards, smashed like a rental car, blacker than the hair of Pat Benatar. Last show, niggas, but stand proud. Kiss my moms for me, throw my ashes in the crowd.
Keep your Glock on cock when you trot through my zone. We spit hot rocks at cops, chopping they dome. Conceal weapons, you never be spotting the chrome. Sipping on Henny Rock with my nigga Jerome. In the cribs where I lay on the cold winter's day, with your wife naked in a sock, sipping on Zay. Got a leg spread eagle while I'm spitting them eggs. Spitting them eggs, licking the face. At the same time, I display rhymes, uplifting my race. I spit like a loaded Luger, crippling your waist. I don't give a fuck, so I act suspicious to Jay. On my block, shit is hot like a trip to LA. Time's ticking away, I'm just living a day. Bag of choke, rum and coke, and it's twisting my brain. No joke, we get low with the vision of pain. The pain I sustain in the game will wrinkle your veins. Simple and plain, I walk the long distance in rain. Soaked brown paper bag displays the nitrate. Shit don't ever change, cause we still living the same. Step to me and my crew, you freaking insane. Position the flame, lifting your frame. If you pissing my name, duck when I click and I aim. OBS, be that click, digging your dame. Boogie night style with strippers sniffing the cane. Hip to the game, making cats sitting on fame. Spread wings like a crane, take flight through the night. Crack sake, sipping on planes. International, until I vanish, the baddest. Only God know my status.